Come on, let's give Jesus some praise. Come on, empower. Yeah. Come on, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. He is the only living God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is El Shaddai. He is El Rapha. He is, He is your healer. He is your savior. He is your deliverer. He is your strength. He is your provider. He is the one that goes ahead of you. He makes a way for you. Come on. It's not just someone. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. You're welcome to be seated. Before you do, high five somebody and say, hey, today is the But God Day. Come on, won't you give Jesus again just some praise as you take your seats. Oh, isn't it lucky to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Come on, he's worthy. Come on, empower. Are you with me? Oh, Sotroboshe, God is going to shift some things today. He's going to move some things today. I'm not going to be long. I want to activate you. You've already been activated in the worship. There's something new in the atmosphere. There's a new sound. There's a new shift. God has been doing things. Look around you, church. Look around you. There's more chairs even out this morning. We are packed again. Listen, God is doing something new in this season and in this hour. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Your name is written in the book of life. There is something about you that is not ordinary. You are a child of the Most High God. I'm a son and you're a son. You're a daughter. I cannot be a daughter. But what I do know is this. There is power that lives inside of me. There's a person that lives inside of me. His name is the Holy Spirit. And no height, nor depth, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor death, nor life. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. And I will be, and you will be more successful. We will be filled with more of the Holy Ghost. We will be filled with more power in this hour than any hour before. It is time to conquer all. Come on. I tell you, it's time for your businesses to succeed. It is time for your families to be saved. It is time that we say, this is our time. This is our day. Why? There's a roar inside of us. Oh, come on, are you with me? 1,000 may fall on my left hand side. 10,000 may fall on my right hand side. But it will not draw near unto me. Why? He came for me. He lives inside of all. Come on, what the enemy counts out, God counts in. What the enemy says are unqualified, God calls qualified. Yeah, come on, are you there? Where's my 100 millionaires that are in this place? Where's my business owners that say this is the hour that I will expand and expand and expand, not by might nor by power, but by the... Yeah, come on. The enemy is more afraid of you than what you are of him. The Bible says resist the devil and he will. Why? He's afraid. You have eternity dwelling inside of you. He does not have it. Oh, come on, church. He doesn't have eternity. You've got it. Your name is written in the book of life. Jesus told his disciples, don't rejoice that the demons bow down at my name. Rather rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. In other words, rather rejoice that heaven knows you. So it's not what I have, it's who I have. Come on, are you there? We are kingdom people. We are not of this world. I'm an alien. I might be here for a moment of time, but I bet you I'm not going to stay here. I will leave here and go to my heavenly abode because that is where I'm a citizen of. Oh, come on. Jesus said this. He said, I promise I will give you power. Do you know as you sit here this morning, you are a powerhouse? Oh, no. Do you know that you are a powerhouse? You are a powerhouse. You are an absolute powerhouse. The Bible says, but you shall receive power. You have power. You have power as you sit here. Listen, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, right? He gave. He gave His only begotten Son for whosoever would love Him, whosoever would come to Him. He didn't even know, God knows who would come to Him, but when He gave the Son, He chooses everybody. He says, listen, whosoever comes, I'll give it to him. But then the Bible says this in Ephesians chapter number 2. I just want to go there first. You need to ready yourself. There's a moment coming. Yeah, come on. Can I have more faith than the one person shouting amen? There's a moment coming. Ephesians chapter number 2. Just put it up for me. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 5. So when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse number 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Maybe it's a verse number 4 then. Go back. I'm looking for my but God. But God. Go all the way. Ephesians 1. 2 verses 1. My apologies. I'm just looking for my but God. I can find it quick in my Bible. Are you ready for that this morning? There we go. Verse number 3. Let's go from verse number 3. That's my verse. One more. Let's go from verse 1. I want the people to see it. I want you to see this. And you, that you, me, He made alive, who were dead in our trespasses and sins. The word dead is the Greek word nekros. It means as dead as it can be. Verse 2. And when she once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Verse number 3. The Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Please see that now. Verse number 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. Come on, I can preach to you, just to you on the but God. In other words, the Bible here says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. In other words, you were dead. You had nothing going for you. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. But God, being rich in His mercy because of His great love. You have to understand, mercy means God will do something for you that you cannot do for yourself because He's in love. Are you there? So this morning when I speak about the but God moment, I'm telling you that there might have been certain things coming to this hour, coming to this moment, but we are at the but God moment. You see, whenever the Lord interjects, man has to accept what the Lord changes. One night the Israelites go to bed, they are slaves. The next day they come out, but God. One night Joseph is still sleeping with a dream in a prison cell, but God. Pharaoh calls for Joseph. One day Daniel goes into the lion's den, God shows up, He calls for Daniel, but God. Oh, come on. There are many but gods in your Bible, and I wanted to prep your hearts this morning for the but God. Are you there? So the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, it says, for we have received dunamis, say with me, power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I want you to see something here. Jesus, a young man, the age of 30, he comes onto the scene. As a young man at the age of 30, he comes onto the scene. He walks upon the scene, and there is his cousin in the water. And the Bible says that Jesus submits himself to John the Baptist. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord rents the heavens. As Isaiah prophesied, that the day will come that God will rent the heavens. And the Spirit comes down and it rests and it remains upon Jesus. And then Jesus starts a function of two things. He functions of power and authority. Power is the ability to do. Authority is the right to use that power. Okay? Power is the person that we carry. I want you to understand that. You have a person living inside of you. His name is the Holy Spirit. And He wants out. Oh, can I have more amens? Let me try this side. There you have a person inside of you. His name is the Holy Spirit. And He wants out. He wants to change your environment. He wants to change your situation. He wants to change other people's lives. You see, if you have power inside of you, for you to use that power, you must have authority. Because Jesus never preached about Himself. He preached about the kingdom. Can I say that again? Jesus never preached about Himself. He preached about the kingdom. He called Himself the door. He called Himself the way. He called Himself the truth. About what?
about the Father's heart to infiltrate this world with the kingdom. Jesus never preached about himself. Jesus is not, listen, I'm going to shake a little bit of theology when I say that. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. To what? To the Father. He said, I've not come to do my own will. I've come to do the will of the Father. In other words, he says, I've come to represent somebody else. The Father was the authority. Jesus was the delegated power and authority. You see, in the kingdom, everything is about authority and power. Because Jesus meets a military man, and the military man says, I see something about you. You're a man under authority. He doesn't say you're a man under power. He says, I see you are a man under authority. And I know whatever you say will be done. For I too say to this one, go, and he goes, and say to that one, come, and he comes. So whatever you say shall be done. Because I recognize upon you that you present somebody else. Oh, come on. As you sit here this morning, that's why we cannot keep the Holy Spirit to ourselves. Because you don't represent you, you represent the Father. Oh, come on. No, no, no. Hey, guys, listen, you're in power. Please don't do golf claps, eh? Come on, when we clap, when we praise, let's do it properly. Because heaven is going to be a loud place one day. It is loud. So you have to know this, that the, and I want you just to understand this, that because it is so important that when we focus on our assignment, we would want to have power. If you don't have an assignment in this life, you will not want to have power. But if I have power and I have an assignment, then I would want to have assistance for the assignment. Are you there? Because it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. A man that is not on assignment does not need assistance. But when you are on assignment, you need assistance. Oh, come on, am I opening it up for you? So when you focus on the assignment, then the authority will follow. Again, I say, power is the ability. Authority is my rights that I have to use that power based on my relationship that I have with the Father. Oh, come on, are you guys? I want us to catch this because I'm going to get you guys filled with the Holy Spirit this morning. I want you to understand you have power as you sit here. If you have power as you sit here, that means there's things that you don't need to accept. If you have power and authority here, that means you have the right to call in as it is in heaven to be so on the earth. I want to explain something if I can. Posse, quickly join me. Can I have Jocelyn? Jocelyn, come here, my baby. Come to Dada. Come with Uncle. Come with Uncle Eric. Come. I want to show you something. Because I want you to understand this. Come here, baby. Come stand with Dada. Come stand with Uncle Bumble. Okay. I want you to understand something. I'm the father. This is the daughter. She's my daughter. Okay. Eric is, Pastor Eric is a son of God. I represent Father God. This represents a child of God. This represents a child of God. Now I want you to understand. If I ask Eric, I ask Pastor Eric, please pick up Jocelyn. Quickly pick up. Pastor Eric is using power, right? He has power to pick up my daughter. But what gives him the right to use his power is his relationship with me. You see, if, quickly put it down. If a stranger comes and the son doesn't know the father, and the son wants to use his power on that that belongs to me, it makes it illegitimate. Now, I want to ask you something. Let's say Jocelyn has got something that she's struggling with, right? And she's a child of the father.
Oh, come on, is this a revelation? If how much more will God then not want Pastor Eric to draw close to me and to remove that what I belong to? Because as a father, my number one desire is for my child to live their lives optimum. Right? Come on, guys, are you with me? But as Pastor Eric stands and Jocelyn stands here, I want you just to understand this. My desire is for her to be successful in life. If she has any sickness, I want to remove it. If she has any pain, I want to remove it. If she has anything, ill health in her body, I want to remove it. If she has any financial issues, which you can see that she doesn't have because she's dressed beautifully, I want to remove it. But here's the thing, this is how it works. Now, Josie, just stand. Look how brave she is. She's 5 years. Pastor Eric. Pastor Eric stands next to me. His relationship with me, the more he draws close to me, the bigger his focus will become my focus. Now, if Jocelyn is my focus as the father and my desire, because she's born of my blood, she's my blood, right? You are born out of God. You have a heavenly blood inside of you. The Bible says you have the incorruptible seed of God living inside of you. You are born from above. Jesus was called the first born from the dead. Not the first raised, the first born, okay? So as Pastor Eric draws close to me, and my focus is on my daughter, and he draws close to me, the closer he gets to me, the more his focus will become my focus. And if my focus is my children, so will his be. Are you with me? So, last example. So now Pastor Eric comes to me and he says, may I use my power to pick up what is yours, to help what is yours. The yes comes by his relationship with me. But if a stranger comes and wants to do anything with my daughter, they will have my wrath upon them. Why? They have no relationship. So now I can say, listen to this. This is how the father works. Now I can instruct the son. Son, pick up the daughter. That's now an instruction. Now Pastor Eric hears me instructing him, and I say, pick up the daughter. So pick up the daughter. Now he's using power and authority, because his focus has become my focus. Oh, come on, bless you. Come on, are you with me? Oh, no, come on, do you understand what I say? Your power gives you authority based on the relationship you have with the Father. So all of you that sit here, you have power inside of you, right? You have the person of the Holy Spirit living inside of you. But because you have the person of the Holy Spirit living inside of you, doesn't mean you can use that power without having a relationship with the Father. You have to have a relationship with the Father. Then if you have a relationship with the Father will automate you to help and to deliver and to set free. Because the Father's focus is the children. Oh, no, empower. Let me say it like this. The Father's desire is the children. So it is a foreign, this is what I don't get. It is a foreign concept then for us. If we would say, God, please give us permission to do. He's already given us permission. He's already told us to go. Listen to this. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not a democracy. Are you there? Are you right? The kingdom of God is not a democracy. It's not a democracy. It's not a democracy. And you are never a member to a country. You are a citizen. Come on, guys. Are you with me? You are a citizen of a country. I want you to get this. You are not a member. You are a citizen. You are not a member of South Africa. You are a citizen of South Africa. So the Bible says, God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Let it be so on earth. So I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. I'm not a member. I'm a citizen. Now, if I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, then whatever is in the kingdom of heaven must be my reality.
Because I'm not asking something that is foreign to where I come from. I'm asking something that is very, very current to where I come from.
Oh, come on. Are you guys there? I don't know. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
So, if I have power, the power that I might use is based on my relationship with the Father.
Come on, guys. Are you getting this? Empower Church.
Because I want you to be understanding what I'm saying. You're never a member of a country. You are a citizen of a country. And because you are a citizen of a country, you have got certain rights. You see, because we don't understand that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, we ask the Lord for stuff that is already given us within the kingdom. We say, Lord, make us healthy. No, He already promised you health. We said, Lord, make us wealthy. He has already promised you that. It's called commonwealth. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you. Are you there?
Oh, come on.
Let me throw this one out. I want you to understand this. Jesus did not come. Just one or two more, then I'll demonstrate. Jesus never came to give us another message. Jesus says, as you preach the kingdom of heaven, as you go, preach the kingdom of heaven has arrived. And then He said this, as you go, preach this message. Jesus did not say, as you go, preach another message. Jesus said, as you go, preach this message. Why did He say this message? Because He knew that there will be a people that would want to preach their own message. And so He said, no, you preach this message. You see, when you are a member, let me say it like this. When you are a member of a gym, for an example, when you are a member, you can, when you are a member of a gym, as an example, you can go there every now and again when you feel like it, or when you feel you are, you know, maybe overweight or whatever. And there are many people that are members of a gym. So you go from time to time. But when you are a citizen of a kingdom, that means you are fully employed and fully deployed. You cannot decide when you want to be a citizen. You are a citizen whether you like it or not. Do you understand the difference? A citizen means that as it is in heaven, so it must be on earth. So it means that however it is currently on the earth, are currently in the heavens, then so it must be where I am at. The only difference is between other Christians and some Christians is their relationship with the Father. The Father commissions you through the Son. The Son empowers you through the Holy Spirit. Come on. That's why this hour you should not be afraid of what's happening in the world, because you don't belong to the world. You belong to the kingdom. Listen, I want to help you this morning. You belong to the kingdom. You don't belong to the world. Who told you that? Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He says, fear not, little ones. I'm going away. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go away to prepare a place for you. The word mansion is the Greek word economies. In other words, I've overcome the world. I'm going away to prepare a way for you. In my Father's house are many economies. In other words, there's many ways that I will make it happen for you. Your authority is based on your relationship. Oh, come on. So for an example, now you get into a situation, there's a person of cancer. The only thing that you need to discern, are you in relationship with the Father, yes or no? And if you are, you have the right to cast out that what is not of the kingdom. Oh, come on. In this hour, more than ever before, we have to challenge the status quo and say we are in this world, but not of this world. We are in this place, but we are not of this place. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Come on, are you there? Let me tell you a story. You have to understand that if we get that we are citizens, we will not be afraid to demonstrate the kingdom. In this world right now, the whole system is getting shaken. But thank be to God, we don't belong to it. We're in it, but we're not of it. Come on, Empower. Are you there? Are you with me? You're in it, but you're not of it. Why? Because there's a king living inside of you by his spirit. And when Jesus came, think about it. When Jesus came, 30 years of age, when Jesus came to the planet, he came to demonstrate the kingdom. He raised the dead, he healed the sick, he cast out devils. Of what? Of another kingdom. Are you there? And so what's God's desire in this hour? God's desire in this hour is to fill you up with his spirit so that you may demonstrate the kingdom. Why? The time is up. But you and I should not be shaken nor be afraid of what is happening in this hour. We should demonstrate the kingdom. Come on, do I have kingdom citizens here this morning? You see, there are many of you, it's like the bamboo story. The bamboo story is the bamboo, the Chinese bamboo works like this. If you plant a bamboo and you water the bamboo, what happens is for the first 5 years of watering that bamboo, you never see that bamboo shooting out of the ground. For 5 years, you need to go water, water, nurture the ground, water, 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 nurture, water, water. Then when the bamboo tree shoots out of the ground, true story, in the first 90 days, that tree shoots up hundreds of meters. Now here's the question. Where did the preparation work happen? Under the ground, when you couldn't see it, right? So, but when it gave birth, you couldn't stop it, right? Okay, now, oh, come on. Where do you pray? The Bible says, Matthew 6:6, when you pray, go into thy bedroom, pray to thy Father which art in heaven, and the Father which art in heaven, which sees you in secretly. Where do you work? You work underground. In the spirit, you work underground. But then there comes a moment, suddenly that was work in the ground, suddenly it pops out, suddenly it grows, suddenly the business expands, suddenly the money comes, suddenly God shows up, suddenly. But you've been doing it for 5 years. I'm telling you the truth this morning in power. There's a suddenly that's upon you. You might have labored for years and years and years, but now is the suddenly of God. Now is a breakthrough moment of God. Now is the time. Oh, come on. Are you with me? Come on, let's give Jesus some praise and some honor and some glory. Come on. Can we stand up quickly? Just give him 10 seconds. Come on, in power. Let's just stand. Let's give him 10 seconds of praise. Just 10 seconds. Okay, now listen. Quickly sit. We're going to activate you this morning. You know, this word is burning in my spirit because I understand it. You see, let me throw it like this. When you speak in tongues, do you know it doesn't need to be interpreted to God? Let me say it again. When you speak in tongues, that tongues does not need to be interpreted to God. It is interpreted here. Why? It's heaven's language. You see, Jesus never said, preach me. He said, preach the kingdom. Jesus is the door. He is the way. Come on, are you there? He is just the way. He's the truth. He's the life. No one can come to the Father except through the Son. Then the Bible says he gave them authority. And I'll close with that. Then I'm going to activate. He said he gave them authority. You have authority based on your relationship with the Father. As you sit here this morning, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. 1 Corinthians 3:18. 1 Corinthians 6:18-19. You are a temple of the Most High God. But we cannot live with our one foot in the world and our one foot in the kingdom. We cannot on this one side live like the world, on the other side we want what God wants for us. It doesn't work like that. God wants a holy set apart people in this hour. He paid a full price for you. The Bible says you are in Satan's slave market before the sun came. In other words, you were in, literally, that's what I just read for you. you were slaves to this system. Then Jesus came and he said, I think they're to die for, I'll die for them. Satan was not part of that Godhead council because that happened before the creation of the world. And Jesus said, I'll go. And so as he hung, he paid the price. Why? So that we might live an average life? No. He paid a full price. The word full price, the Greek word lutros, he paid everything. Everything. The Bible says all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You have to understand what that means. Adam had authority on the planet. He lost that authority. Then Jesus came as the last Adam. He got the authority back. Are you there? But then he makes a statement. He says, I have got all authority in heaven and on earth. Now you are seated in Christ in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. Now the Bible says, 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. That's why we have to have a relationship with the Father. Because when you have a relationship with the Father, you can do. But if you don't have a relationship with the Father, you cannot do. You can be a powerhouse, but so what? If you don't know Him, you can't act. Come on, do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? That's why in this hour, what you and I need to do more than ever before, church, listen to me. More than ever before, we have to know the Father. How do you know the Father? Through the Son. How do you know the Son? Through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit introduces you to the Son. The Son introduces you to the Father. Come on, are you there? And so this morning, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. I want to get off my notes. I want to encourage you this morning that you might know and that you might believe that you are of the Son. You see, when Jesus, let me throw this out. When Jesus died on the cross, it was not the end of the destination. It was the beginning of one. Because the cross is empty, church. The grave is also empty. He overpowered both of them. Are you there? And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. The Father's desire is to exalt the Son. The Son's desire is to exalt the Father. The Holy Spirit's desire is to exalt the Son. Where does the Holy Spirit live? Inside of us. So that's why in this time that we are in right now, we cannot settle for anything less than the Father's house. Come on. Does it speak to you? Are you there? Are you with me? Because we have to be a people filled with the Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. Listen, you will not understand the importance. Maybe I can say it like this. You will not understand the importance of life and death until you face the other side. And so I want to encourage you this morning and just say this. There is a power living inside of you. His name is the Holy Spirit. He's not a dove. He's not an it. He's not a feeling. He's not the oil. He's not that. He is a person. He lives inside of you. And as you sit here this morning, you have power. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have power already. But what you do with that power tells us if you know the Father. And so what is our assignment in this hour? Can I tell you what your assignment is? The same as what it was 2022 years ago. It is still go into all the world. Come on, it's still the same, church. Oh, can I have an amen or something for that? It is still the same. Go, two words, go. And we're still struggling with the going. But let me say it again. The thing that will defeat us in this hour is if we stand with one foot here and the other foot here. No, that is disabled Christianity. We are not here, let me say it like this. We are not here to please people. We are here to announce that a kingdom has come. That kingdom needs to manifest in the believer. We have come and we are here now. Not to live lives of comfort only, but we are here to say, hey, there's a kingdom that has come. It is not coming, it has come. There's a kingdom that is inside of me. There's a power that is inside of me and he wants out. There's a power that is inside of me because I have a relationship with the Father. There's a power that is inside of me that hates sickness, that hates poverty, that hates decay. There's a power that is inside of me that looks for the evil one and say, hey, I've got power over you based on the authority I have. Oh. You see, people run away from authority because it means you need to be under. People don't like authority because it means you need to be in subjection. Jesus says, what gives me authority is that I'm under. The disciples go out. Listen carefully. There's a moment coming. Disciples go out. Luke 10, Matthew 10. They cast out devils. Why? They are under. Everything that doesn't want to be under is illegal on the planet. That's why you'll find people, they don't want to be under. Immediately when they reject authority, they themselves become illegitimate. In other words, they become illegal in the eyes of God. Because they say they represent Him, but they are not under. That's why God will do nothing on the planet except through orders. In this house, as your father, you have to be under. My job is to have the best for you. So I take all of you as a full church and hundreds online. I have to take you and I have to go under you. And I have to pick you up. And I have to represent you to the Father. It's my job. Because the Bible says the fivefold is called to be under the people. And so why does God make us strong? Not to lord over 1 Peter 5:10, but to go under. And to tell you are better than your sickness. To tell you that you are better than poverty. To tell you are better than shame and being stuck in depression and anxiety and fear and dismay. That's our job. It is to take you up. Come on, are you with me? I've been around for 17 years in ministry. I can tell you every illegal person that has left this house and many houses that I've seen have left because they had a problem with authority. No, stay in the Father's house. There's source there. There's finances there. There's protection there. There's promises there. That's why the illegal son or the prodigal son, he leaves his father's house. He says, I'm going to do my own thing. Then when he's with the pigs and he's eating the pig slop, then he says, I must return to my father's house. Then as he returns to his father's house, and I'll close with this, as he returns to his father's house, the Bible says, the scripture says his father sees him from a long way off. Oh, come on. And the Bible says he kisses him. So he doesn't wait to clean him. He kisses him in his dirt. He robes him. That means he gives him back his authority. He puts his ring upon him. He gives back his identity. He slaughters the cow. It means he celebrates the coming back of the son. Here this morning, listen, we will be a powerhouse as we stand together in this hour. Because it's not by might. It is not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord that has actioned us in a season and in an hour and in a time where He's shaking the world. Why is He shaking the world? Because He's telling the world, you cannot solve the world's problems with a democracy. You're going to solve the world's problem with a kingdom. Democracy is the 10th attempt of man to try to solve this world. They cannot solve this world by democracy. You have to solve this world by a kingdom. I conferred upon you the kingdom of God, Jesus said. Come on, are you sitting here as a member or are you sitting here as a citizen? I want to
demonstrate quickly one more thing to you. Does somebody have an ID book here? An ID book or an ID card? I'll give it back. I can't use it. Just an ID book or ID card. Thank you. Please listen. Pastors, you can get ready. We're going to activate. This ID card means I'm a citizen, right? And as long as I belong, as long as I have this, it means I have rights, right? Let me use an example. This little stamp, this little seal means I have rights. For example, I have a right to education with this thing. I have a right to water. I have a right to sanitation. I have a right that the police system of this government must protect me. That's my rights. Are you there? So when I stand in front of a police officer, I don't say, oh, sublief, please. I sublief, help me no subiki yong. No, I'm a citizen. What protects me is the laws of this country. And as long as I don't break the laws, I will not get into trouble. Now listen, you have another seal, another book that's been given to you. Seal. This thing is a seal. It has a number on. My number is 82 whatever. I can't say, there's too many people here. I have a number. 820222. I'll leave it at that. But with God, you don't have a number, you have a name. Amen. Why don't you have a number with God? You have a name. Because a name has got to do with destiny. This world numbers people. God names people. He takes Isaac, he makes him Israel. He takes Jacob, he makes him Israel. He takes Simon, he makes him Peter. He takes Saul, he makes him Paul. He takes Jesus, he makes him the Christ. Why? A name is destiny. Okay, hold on. Now you have received, I want you to catch this morning. You have received a seal. His name is the Holy Spirit. You have received a seal, the Holy Spirit, in you. Then He gave you how His kingdom works. Here it is. Now you read His law. Or you read. And you read, by His stripes, I am healed. And you're like, okay, He says it. I have it. So that means, why am I not seeing it? Right question. That's the right question. But when you go to Him not based on how good you are. You go to Him based on the one that gave you this. Who gave you this? It's the Son that gave you this. Why? Because you're not first raised. He's not first raised, He's first born. You are not, listen to me carefully, you are not born a member, you are born a citizen. Oh, are you there? So, thanks, Leo. So I want you to get this morning. Because what we're going to do in a moment from now, I'm going to activate all of you. I want to activate you as citizens to trust more, to believe more. Because you're not a member, you're a citizen. And as a citizen, you don't command, you ask. That's why the Bible says, ask me. Ask me. I need to stop. This word is bubbling in my spirit. Because we are moving into an hour where you can act like a citizen or you can act like a member. We're moving in an hour now where we can say, but God, I don't know if what is happening around me. Do I need to be afraid? This is the answer. No, you don't need to, because you are not of this world.
Bible says, I've not received the spirit of this world. I have received the spirit of power, love, and a... Are we there? So Empower Church, this morning, where I want us to be, this is the exact place that I want you to be. I want you to be in a place of power and authority. And I want us to be a people that are intimate with God. Because as we are intimate with the Father, what happens? The Father activates us to be intimate with His children. But if I try to help the child and I've not been legalized by the Father, it is illegal in the heavens. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys? Come on, church, are you with me? And as you sit here, you'll feel something shifting inside of your heart. Why? Let me throw this one last thought at you. If you don't understand you're a kingdom citizen, and when I got this, the Lord spoke to me, I got this thing now. Lord said to me, He said, the reason why many people don't understand the importance of getting close to me in this hour is because they're acting like mere members. See, if I'm a child, listen to me, I'll close with this. If I'm a child and you're a child, then my desire will be to do the Father's will. If I see you struggling, I want to help. If I see you with poverty, I'll assist. If I see you with sickness, I want to cast it out. Why? I'm a child. You're a child. We both belong to the Father. Now let me stretch you. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there right now that must come to the Father's house. It's true. And if we sit as we cannot be convenient, we have to know the Spirit. We have to be in love with the Holy Spirit. And as we are, we can be solid representatives of the Holy Spirit, who represents the Son, who represents the Father. My children never, ever, 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 ever in their lives do they ever go to the fridge of my house and beg me for what is inside. No, they just take it and they leave. Why? They know somebody else paid for it. More than that, they know their identity to take it. But then when my children's children come, my children's friends come over to my house, do you know that they eat on my account? Why? They have a relationship with my kids. The Father has a relationship with you. And because He knows you, He wants to know some other kids as well. And your job, my job, is bring the kids back home. Oh, come on. Come on, are you with me? And this morning the Lord spoke to me so clearly. He sent me here to tell you, you are not members, you are citizens. Worship team, come back, please. And because you are citizens, there's stuff we must demand and command and release. You see, if I get to do with a devil, let me use that as a final thought. If I get to do with a devil, I don't cast the devil out based on me. I cast the devil out based on the kingdom I belong to. So I'm like, hey, you're weaker than me. Why? I belong to the Father. The Father has no demons where He's at. So you are illegal in that person. And so I confront you based on the Father and His desire to see His children free. Are you there? Then leads you to sickness. I see a person that is sick. I confront sickness on the basis that there's no sickness with the Father. And the Father's desire is to see the children free. Come on, are you with me? I see somebody that has poverty. I go to the Father. I see in heaven, angels are not running around looking for tithes and offerings. They have everything they need. So I confront poverty and the spirit of poverty. And I say, hey, you have no right here because we belong to a kingdom. Oh, come on, do you understand what I'm saying? Is this too deep in power? Listen, We have authority to confront based on my relationship with the Father. Oh, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Jesus came, He said, I didn't come to do my will, I came to do the will of the Father. Not my will, His been done. Oh, come on, are you there? Worship team, come. And so this morning, I want to activate you in this. Church, listen to me. We have got thousands of people following this church right now. Look how many people are here this morning. We have people watching us online in Durban. We have got people watching us online in Cape Town. We have got people that are watching us across TV stations. We have to be a people that understand the kingdom of God in this hour. We are not here for convenience. We are here to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. We are here to demonstrate. Oh, my Father, help me this morning. I want you guys to catch what I'm saying. Listen, if my daughter swims and she falls into the lake, I don't need to get anybody's approval before I jump in and help the daughter. Why? Love drives me to save what is mine. Here this morning sits people. Oh, come down, team. You can come. I hope I'm preaching good this morning. Or not preaching. I want to activate. I have to stop somewhere because I want to pray. But I want you guys to get what I'm saying. Let's use a picture. Can I use a last thought here? Last one. Just have a minute. If I'm visiting, please listen to me. Let's say Pastor Eric sits. I want you to understand. He sits on the stoop. You know what a stoop is? Everybody? Okay. His daughter falls into the water. Will he do everything in his power to get to his daughter? Yeah. Why? Love drives the power. Get it? Love drives the power. Okay? You are here sitting full of power, right? What did God tell you to do? He said, love me. He said, love people. What will make you the most powerful people that have ever walked into Pretoria North? What does make you the people that will shake a nation? If you understand the reason He gave you power is because He's in love with everybody you will ever meet. And so when you walk between those that are, or next to those that are, or whatever, you're not just walking past a person that is crippled. No, you're walking past somebody that the Father wants to see free. Am I talking here to the right church? That is why in this church I'll push you until He takes me home. I will push you to walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. Why? It's the Father's will. We will cast out devils. We will raise the dead. We will heal the sick. Freely we have received, freely we will give. We are kingdom citizens. Are you there? And so this morning I want to encourage you. I want to activate you to become citizens with me. Because you are citizens. I just need to remind you who you are in the Lord. Come on, church. Come on, are you with me? So I want to encourage you strongly this morning, and I'll close with this, that your hearts will long to be with the Father. Because as you draw close to the Father, by automation, it is easy to cast out. It is easy to heal. And it's easy to remove. Because we're driven by love. Love the Lord your God. Love people as you love yourself. Why did He give you? Why are you filled with power? Very simply, because God has an assignment. I'll close with that. Amen. I want to pray for people this morning. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, I want to pray for you again. Because in this hour, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We mustn't just know about Him. We must know Him. We must know Him. We must not know about Him.
We must know Him, and we're going to sing just now. But I want to pray again. My team, we're going to pray again for the activation of the Spirit of the Lord upon your life. You can't sit here. There's many guests. I've seen many as I walked around and I greeted this church this morning. There are many people here. You don't know God. You don't know the Lord like you should. You have to know the Lord. Listen, we are now in a moment and in a time where God wants to do things. I tell you, what you couldn't do yesterday, you're going to do today. What you couldn't do the day before, you're going to do today. What you couldn't do an hour before or even when you came here, you can do now. God is releasing a brand new dimension of His power, of His Spirit in this hour, more than any other time. Why? We are going to see one of the biggest harvests that this world has ever seen. We are the I Am generation. We are the generation that's going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords come. But He calls Himself the King of Kings and He calls Himself the Lord of Lords. Why does He call Himself the King of Kings? Because you're a king. You're a Lord. My business people that are here, I tell you the truth. Don't save or don't plan to save. Plan to expand. That is a kingdom mindset. Don't tell me that you don't plan that the world will overtake you. Plan to overtake the world. Business people, think bigger thoughts, have bigger ideas, believe God, trust God, step out in faith and see Him fulfill His word. Are you there? So people that are here this morning, you're not being full of the Holy Ghost, you have to respond to this morning and say, I need the Spirit of the Lord living inside of me, because we have to go on assignment wherever we go. We have to come to a place where every single person that comes encounter with me as an encounter with the Holy Spirit. So if that's you this morning, won't you jump out of your seats and come to the front and say, that's me, Pastor. That's me, Prophet. I have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come, church, quickly jump up. Come out, pastors, come out.